Yeah, no, I figured it out. I figured out that joke.
Just, I won't say it again, but yeah. I just happened to look over onto Sam's music stand and I saw what is obviously you working out some rhymes for a song. I'm looking forward to your show on the 11th of Febsies.
11th of Febsies.
If you're in or near Cardiff, come and see the Sam Hickman Variety Hour
Baby
3
Rubio.
At Wales Millennium Centre.
Tickets are £7.
£7.
I'd go to something if it was £7.
I would
pounds.
Too. I've already got my tickets.
Oh, good. I have a tech meeting and I am convinced that they're going to be like, ticket sales are in the garbage.
Someone approached me the other day and said, oh, are you going to Sam's show? And I said, yes, I am. Are you? And they said, yes, I am.
Wait, who was it?
I don't know. Someone I don't think you know.
Should we beep them on the pod? Wait, who was it?
I'll tell you after. I don't know if they want their business.
Wow. Someone's coming to the show. So to meet this mystery person, come to Wales Millennium Center's newly renovated cabaret space on the 11th of Febsies. I like to think of it more like Sam Hickman's one-woman publicity tour of Wales Millennium Center's social media channels, because I'm really doing a lot there. Anyway, season 5, episode 14.
Bliss.
What are you ignorant of?
So much. Myself, mostly. What are you ignorant of?
You know, I thought I was going to think of something, but I didn't. The time? Wait, no, the time. Respecting my friend's time.
Yeah. Sam.
I can't remember a single thing at the moment.
Sam and I had a little tiny timing disagreement, misunderstanding. Sam didn't read my text.
We had
kind
a whoopsie,
of situation.
Whoopsie.
Sam suggested two times and I picked a time. And then Sam thought that it was the other time. But it was lovely. You got to have your little breakfast. I got to have a read through a pattern book that you have from the library.
A cursed pattern book.
No, I'm not in a hurry, and I would rather you have breakfast than
oh,
have
yeah.
to be
we
starving.
We definitely did a 9:30.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I'm just going to start confirming with you the night before.
Written. I just, it,
no,
nothing goes
yeah,
in.
I think that's probably the case.
But anyway, it's now 10:07.
Here we are.
So, there's a space guy and he's getting in a space fight, I assume with a nebula.
I wrote, I have no idea what's going on, but this guy is getting sucked into a toothy cave.
And he is acting. Why go through all the trouble of making it a wormhole to Earth when Voyager would literally go into any and every nebula they came across?
Yeah.
I'm Sam Hickman.
And there's no one here by that name. I'm Kat Deerfield.
Oh, and this is
Women Talking About Star Trek Voyager. It's Kat and it's Sam. They are two friends. Women talking about Star Trek Voyager. It's time that we start the show.
Wow, so good. Well done, me. Anyway, I was having a cup of soup. I was having a cup of minestrone soup.
Ooh,
last
love
night
a
while watching this. I got home after my gig, after my trip, fascinating trip to Little Splot. and I sat down and I watched this at like 9 p.m. So that's
exciting.
Why I sound like this.
I was also watching this quite late last night.
We are night owls.
We are.
Those 2013 owls that we saw in the book.
Yeah, Sam has a pattern book from 2013 that really is.
I got it from the library.
It sure
I need
is
people
from
to know that I didn't buy this. Yeah.
It sure is from 2013. There's a lady.
It's so good.
Lady wearing an owl sweater with a peplum skirt and opera-length leather gloves.
Incredible. Incredible. Anyway, would you go back to 2013 if you could?
No, my God. Would you?
Maybe. Start of austerity.
Oh, boy. Well, I was just like, I was doing my PhD.
Use all the public services you could.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Yeah, the political situation was different. My life was different in bad ways. You remember who I was dating that year?
Fun. Fun for you.
And I was doing my PhD and I had a job I did not really like. So,
wow.
You know, sometimes things improve.
Anyway, we really need to get into the episode. I'm like, I have more opening tangents for you. Chakotay and Janeway do a bit that I wasn't really listening to.
Oh no, but this is the best. I'm going to.
I was checking my phone during this bit.
Oh my God. That is a real shame, Sam, because you missed the greatest Janeway entrance that I think has ever been on this show. I'm going to have to get at least a screenshot, but I'll try to get a clip of it for the socials. Little BTS note, I am aware that I forgot to do socials for the last episode. I'm also aware that I said we were going to have a bonus episode for our 4th anniversary. That didn't happen because I've had a lot going on.
Sometimes mommy forgets daddy's anniversary. Sometimes mommy and daddy get too busy.
Devastating. So I'm still absolutely going to make you do that, though. You're not getting out of that just because I've been a crap friend.
I thought I was free.
And distracted. We're going to have a belated anniversary episode, just like we had a belated Christmas special.
And we're going to actually do it in June for Pride. It's actually Deep Space Pride.
Deep Space Pride is...
LGBTQI Klingon. Wait, LGBTQIA... Wait, LGBTQIA plus F for Ferengi.
Sam, you're doing really well for someone who knows absolutely nothing about Deep Space Nine.
LGBTQI Romulan.
Sometimes, yes. Yeah.
Happy Pride.
Deep Space Pride. Someone must have already made
Deep
that joke.
Deep Space Pride.
Because DS9 is definitely the queerest Star Trek.
Gay
Don't
Trek.
At me. I know that's controversial.
Oh, wow.
No, it's not controversial.
We are rambling this morning.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's been,
anyway, this
it's been
Janeway,
a couple of days.
This Janeway entrance.
Janeway has an amazing...
I think this is going to be our top tier episode because of how out of it we both are.
Just a little update on the Sam drinking room temperature water situation.
What?
I watched Sam pour herself a glass of water and then pick up the kettle that she'd just boiled to make coffee and just casually pour boiling water from a kettle into her glass. With, like, obviously not thinking that there was anything strange about what you were doing. I just watched and I thought, I'm not going to say anything now, but I am going to call you out on the pod.
I do that every morning. And I completely forgot that you were in the room while I was doing that. And that is not a normal thing for a person to do, to have, like, a nice temperature water so that they can down their pills better.
I just wasn't expecting there to be further developments in this story.
I feel like it is for medical purposes.
No,
I gotta take my little stupid pills every morning.
I mean, I just...
And if I can do it without getting brain freeze.
I think that maybe my throat works differently because I just find it very difficult to think about drinking lukewarm water in any situation. But we had someone reach out on Twitter, didn't we?
Congratulations to them.
That they also, yeah.
I've locked myself out of the Twitter. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Janeway does this entrance.
I have the password. We can get you back in.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard, but I, you know.
follow us on Instagram and Tumblr.
Yeah, don't add us this week on Twitter or next week. I will be doing show prep.
Sam is going to a busy time.
Oh, God.
Show prep. I love Cisa Febsies.
I'm literally insufferable to try and have a conversation with now. Constantly workshopping. The whole thing has been written for 8 full months, mm-hmm. but that will not stop me.
No, it won't.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. Did I tell you I went to a drag show with our friend? Shout out to Meredith. Me and a friend of the pod, Phoebe, went to Pangina Heels last week.
I don't know who that is.
She was on UK versus the World. She was one of the hosts of Drag Race Thailand.
Oh, okay.
It was a Wednesday night.
Awesome.
At the Glee Club.
Amazing.
It was, anyway, I literally was like sat there like, don't workshop the show. Don't go to the show. Don't do it. Stop it. Stop it. And I'm like fighting everything in my power to be like, not with that. Everything in my power to be like, first joke, ladies and gentlemen,
Have you never workshopped material on Phoebe?
I think she has been spared for the majority. I do think, like, a couple of things have slipped out, which is how you know that, like, that's real friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, fighting every urge.
Oh, shout out to Phoebe, who does actually listen to the podcast.
Yeah. A true Meredith.
A true Meredith.
Anyway, Janeway's entrance, are we ever going to get to it?
I have to say is that she has a great entrance.
And what did she do?
But you didn't watch it, so I don't... She's just leaning against the wall of the turbo lift. It's very fun. And then she says, wormhole, and it's very funny.
Wormhole.
Anyway, I will put the clip on the socials.
Anyway, they didn't find any deuterium on the shuttle expedition, but Naomi Wildman wants to break the Prime Directive.
I love Naomi Wildman.
I know.
Okay.
I did not sleep well last night.
All right. I'm just going to sit quietly and let you do your plot summary.
I'm just like, I'm falling apart. I'm falling to pieces.
We are, I just to set the scene. I'm sorry that I keep derailing, but I am sitting in Sam's office just like surrounded by costumes.
And everything is fucking pink.
There's so much pink. Your office
like,
is painted
pink. Like, there's one behind
pink.
You as well. Have you seen?
And I'm just like, there's a gown.
The
there's
giant,
a gown.
Like, this is 15 meters of
one,
tulle.
One, two, three.
There's seven?
Three dresses, a dressing gown, a cape. I'm not sure what the other garments are. And then there's this gown behind me.
Yeah.
Your kitchen is just like full of fabrics and
full of
patterns.
Fabric scraps. Nonstop.
So we're in show prep. We're in show prep for the Alexis of Fabsy.
I haven't even brought my shoes down from the guest bedroom because I'm like, dress rehearsal does not start until next week, and I will not be starting it.
Sam has a tech meeting today with the theater.
I'm insufferable. God, when did I become this? For a single show? Could you imagine? Anyway, let's hope in 2023 I get more opportunities to perform.
Yes.
Yeah.
For audiences. I'm sorry. Sam's gonna cry.
That was too much. I forgot to breathe. Okay. Anyway, she gets to drive the shuttle. Did you ever get to sit in the cockpit of a plane when you were a child?
I know I was given a pair of wings.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I was very little.
That was a good time in aviation.
Yeah, it was a good time in aviation when children were taken up to meet the pilot. I think I met the pilot and was given some wings. I don't think I went in the cockpit.
Oh.
Do you ever go in the cockpit?
We, at one point, I think it was me and my younger brother, were taken into the cockpit and given some wings.
Mm.
And it was, I'll say it, kind of weird.
Yeah?
It's an odd experience being like, okay, I'm in the front of the plane now.
Yeah. How old were you? Do you know?
I don't know. Probably like 5 or 7.
Yeah, I think...
Like very young.
I think I was younger than that because I think I was younger and that's why I don't remember it very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It's just very odd. I think also we were flying through like cloud or something, so it wasn't
a
good view.
Oh, you were in
view.
The air?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure this happened before we took off when
I
was a kid.
Oh, yeah. This is probably like pre-9/11
as
well.
You were in the
air.
Wow.
Wait,
okay.
How old would I have been?
Oh.
Like 2?
No. Anyway. So, yes.
I'm in such a silly, goofy mood today.
I don't know why anyone listens to this
in
podcast,
the hallway,
but we're very grateful.
They come back late, and in Astrometrics, everyone is there, and they found a wormhole, and everyone is fine with it just kind of appearing, and no one has suspicions except 7 of 9. In Janeway's ready room, they have got, like, Starfleet letters.
I'm sorry, we have to go back because I have a note that I absolutely have to say, which is...
Jump in.
I love Naomi and I love Seven, and I honestly like Tom more than I used to.
Oh.
LOL.
You like his baby bangs?
Yeah, his hair in this episode is funny. And then I said, this is cute, Seven and Tom getting along. Maybe they can stay friends after B'Elanna leaves Tom for Seven.
Oh, yeah, there is that scene.
No,
this app. I'll wait.
Wait, what?
I'll wait. Anyway, okay. In Janeway's ready room, they've gotten Starfleet letters, and Mark has called off his engagement, so it's thrilling to be someone's second choice.
In some ways, third choice.
because of the dogs?
No, because... sorry. I'm so sorry. No, because Janeway was his first choice. And then his engagement back was around. His second choice. And now she's now she's rounded the corner and she's his third choice.
Would you ever benefit? That's the question.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that they...
Yeah, they benefited.
I forgot that they benefited.
She's going to benefit with Mark. That's Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
For all of our listeners who are too young.
For the Meredith who are unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a young thing because it's like... It was like 20 years.
Yeah.
Good for them, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And good for... Is it Ashanti who does all of Jennifer Lopez's singing?
Oh, who is it? I can't remember. I think it might be different people.
Good for whoever is doing J-Lo's new album.
Sorry, you said you weren't bringing your shoes downstairs because dress rehearsal is next week. Are these just everyday pumps?
Wow. No, they are specific for costume fitting. Although, to be honest, I'm thinking about... I've ordered new ones that are meant to arrive on the 7th of February.
Oh, that's cutting it fine.
I know.
Just to clarify, these are some lovely pink heels.
I think they're hideous.
They're really ugly.
They're really ugly, and they show so badly.
And they are covered in... I mean, would you call that a rhinestone? It's very big.
They're kind of a chunky rhinestone.
Yeah,
a diamante, if you will. They're so like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse heels.
They are like the shoes that I had as a child in the early 90s.
So they are a ballet flat with a chunky 2-inch. Yeah. Heel on the back, mm-hmm. and then like a big ugly bow on the front,
mm-hmm.
and I ordered them because finding a pair of shoes that will that I can play harp in, like, and I can walk around a stage for 15 minutes in like a full gown and not be like it like find it too mm-hmm. in, like cumbersome,
yeah,
is like so goddamn difficult.
Fair.
And to be honest, yeah, I did like a full fitting of this final costume, and I looked at the video and I was like, I have to change these shoes. They're like they're so on display, and I thought they were not going to be as on display as they are, because I thought it was going to I thought you were just going to see the toes, and you see the entire shoe, and I'm like, oh god, that's ugly. And they don't like match perfectly anyway.
No, it's a different pink.
Anyway, with any luck, you know, we will survive and try our best. Anyway, Seven does some digging in Cargo Bay 2, and she watches Janeway's captain's logs. And then Seven gets a letter, which is weird, because, like, in retrospect, why would you go through all of that length just to eat a single spaceship?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, not that... It's, like, 100 and... What is it? 70... Wait, no, it was, like, 69 people, isn't it?
I don't know.
Because that one guy died.
Yeah. I think it's not clear whether the creature, like, knows what it's doing. It might just be...
Oh, instinct. Yeah. Oh, that's very sophisticated instinct.
Yeah, it is very sophisticated. I think we're supposed to accept that it's possible for a telepathic creature to just, like...
create things.
Yeah, it's just making your mind do what it most wants.
Mm.
So I think it's maybe... I think we're meant to think that it's not that much work on the part of the creature.
Ah. Seven goes to the mess hall to talk to Tom Paris. Why not just ask one of the turbo lists for advice?
What?
Because she's not going to get a good response from him.
Oh.
That was a zinger. That was a zing. Zing on Tom Paris. Oh, boy. Seven is called to the bridge to see the pretty, pretty picture of Earth, but she is uneasy. And later in Astrometric, Seven finds the guy from the cold open who instructs her to turn around, and Tuvok bans her from Astrometrics. Like, imagine being a nerd and getting kicked out of the library.
That's very much what's happening here.
Were you ever kicked out of the library?
Not that I can recall, were you?
Oh, I have a very sad childhood story about being kicked out of the library that is too personal to share on the podcast. Seven finds Naomi Wildman in Cargo Bay 2. And Naomi is like, I don't want to go to Earth. My mother is smiling like something's wrong with her, and I don't like it. Everybody wants to go to Earth, even Tuvok for some reason. Everyone's like, Earth.
Well, I think Vulcan is easily accessible from Earth.
I think we really learned that they don't have a good human to alien ratio on Voyager.
Yeah, they don't.
That seems like it should be a Starfleet, like, thing. Like, sure, they lost a lot of the crew, but at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, they kind of joke about that on Lower Decks. Sorry, I kicked the mic stand.
I think you're okay.
Okay. Okay.
Did I plug in the... Yes, I did.
Yeah.
The computer.
Oh.
The charger thing. I did.
Oh, good, okay.
I can see it from here. Anyway, they deactivated the EMH, and they're gonna put Seven in stasis. It's not going well. They're obsessed with getting into the wormhole. On the bridge, everyone is doing, like, a crazed smile, which is fun. And then on the bridge, Seven and... in Cargo Bay 2, Seven and Naomi go rogue, and Seven gets, like, zaps B'Elanna, and oh boy, Cab will have something to say about this.
You know, I when you said earlier, I was like, oh, Sam is going to do a Cab will have something to say about this, about Seven shooting B'Elanna. I didn't really clock this as, like, a shippy scene.
It was truly, like, my lover.
But... I mean, that's just how Seven always looks at B'Elanna. I don't know what you're...
B'Elanna was like, Seven? Like, she'd just been caught in the shower with her boyfriend, like...
Sorry, I'm letting down the side.
She's
here,
like, you told me you wouldn't see Craig ever again. Now here he is, washing your back. You ever showered with a lover?
You've asked me this before on this podcast.
I feel like... My shower is so big and so lonely.
You have a big
sometimes.
Shower. You do have a big shower.
I need to recalk it.
Recalk it?
Calk it. I bought a new caulk.
Oh.
Fun fact about the caulk, the sealant from Wilco, is that it has little seals on the front.
Oh, that's
has
funny.
Has little sea lions
that's
and
funny.
Seals. It's a blast. It's a blast.
That's really funny.
Anyway, Janeway zaps Seven from, like, the console, gasp, and they go into the wormhole, right into the gaping maw of the beast. What's the last thing that you put in your mouth like a gaping maw? What's the last starship you ate?
I mean, the last thing I ate was a smoothie.
Oh.
And then before that, an English muffin.
Whoa. Anyway, the gang has fun, trippy dreams.
You ate a banana last.
Oh, there you go.
I was there.
What are you, my mother, tracking everything I eat?
No.
Oh, boy. Sometimes it's fun not to remember things. They all pass out except Naomi Wildman. And really, they really just, like, walked into this one, didn't they? Like,
yeah, they literally did.
Is it a trap or is it just natural selection? Naomi finds Seven and together they hatch a plan or something. And then they see Neelix passed out on their way to Astrometrix. And in Astrometrix, they Skype that guy from the opening who's like, you guys are the trap now because he has space madness. Mm-hmm. They beam him aboard after they're like, hi, your ship's gonna implode or whatever in 15 minutes. So they beam him aboard, and then he does, like, whole monologue, like, oh, it's a beast, cunning, deadly. The space monster is a boy because a woman would never. And Naomi Wildman says that it's a pitcher plant. And I've just said, a pitcher plant. Slay, Naomi Wildman. How much space travel has been happening to allow this giant thing to exist feeding on a single spaceship at a time?
No, that's a really good question. And something I was wondering as well. Maybe it just doesn't need to eat that often. Maybe it's like a snake. You know how snakes don't have to eat that often? Is
Gross.
That a thing? I don't think that's even true.
I don't.
What doesn't have to eat very often?
Like a bears? Sloth.
Sloth.
They only eat three leaves a day.
Sloths.
Sloths. If you could be one animal, what would you be? This podcast has really taken a journalistic turn.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Barbara. I would
if you could be one podcast. If you could be one animal, what would it be? The Roger. I'm just obsessed with Rachel Dratch's Barbara Walters impression.
It's very good.
30 Rock.
I don't have a funny answer to that, Sam. What would you be if you could be one animal?
God, maybe a horse.
Nay.
They get the doctor back online and they had a plan, and B'Elanna is like a test subject that he's going to try and bring back to consciousness. And then, because she is the most useful and rational member of the team, B'Elanna wakes up and has a full conversation with her imaginary friends, the Marquis. What is she? Me after an awkward social interaction? I'm really at my fucking wit's end at the moment.
Sorry.
I'm like, oh, let me try and do a zinger here. Let me try and write something funny. What a choice. This guy has spent 39 years, and the doctor is like, please stop talking. You're just going to bum everyone out. They think the monster is 200,000 years old, but like, what?
Yeah, why do they think anything? What?
They're really like hanging around the nurse's station, this app. They're just all hanging out in sick bay, which is fun. The one guy's like, maybe we should kill it. And then Seven is like, maybe we just make it throw up and we escape like that. The doctor like beams the, so they beam the guy back to his ship or whatever. And the doctor says, I'm somewhat of a Renaissance EMH, which I really enjoyed.
I thought that was a good line. Yeah.
If the doctor was one track on Beyonce's Renaissance, what would it be?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know Beyonce's
It wouldn't be Alien Superstar.
Oh.
I am one of one.
We've talked about this before. I'm sorry that I said
it wouldn't
really
be Cuff It.
Bet you see God.
Anyway, did you ever read Moby Dick?
Yes.
There's a lot of Moby Dick thing.
There is a lot of Moby Dick in this episode.
Dick.
I read Moby
Dick. Let's keep saying Dick.
In high school.
Dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
You?
No.
Mm.
I bought the audiobook because it was 99p back in 14.
Mm.
And I walked up the Taff Trail because it was, again, one of the darkest times in my life and I had nothing to do. And I got as far as Tonquin Lice, and then I said, this is enough for me. And I turned around and walked back, and I never finished the audiobook. Anyway, they do a little burst.
It's mostly about Chowder and...
Chowder!
Being gay.
Being gay? On a boat?
Yeah.
Never!
That's not true.
Wow. I mean, Frankenstein is about being gay on a boat, so...
On a boat?
Mm.
Is there a boat in Frankenstein?
Well, at one point, he's like, I've made you a lady friend, but I don't like the lady friend. I'm gonna throw it into the river. And then there's a whole bit, there's like a full 2 pages where Dr. Frankenstein is just lying on his back in the boat being like, life is really hard and this alien that I made doesn't love me.
Oh no, I haven't read Frankenstein.
Frankenstein is gay rights. If there's one thing that you can take away from this episode of the podcast, dear sweet Meredith, it's that Frankenstein is gay rights.
Good to know.
Yeah, there you go.
I think Mary Shelley might have been bisexual. Maybe I'm getting confused.
Well, she's dead now.
So, I think
so Shelley, we can't ask
Shelley
her.
was. Well, anyway, I don't know.
Anyway, they do one burst and Seven is like, we're out. And then everybody is like, we're not out.
No.
And then they do another burst and then they're out. And the plan goes off without a hitch and they escaped. And then she's like, Captain Ahab, do you want us to fix your ship? And he's like, no, I gotta go back into that goddamn... I love the Moby Dick space alien.
Yeah.
And so he's like, don't worry about me, just get your ship home. And everybody wakes up and is super confused, and and Seven is like, the doctor will explain, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, which good for her.
Anyway, and then the Voyager puts some beacons up to warn others about the Nebula monster. And Astrometrics, Seven and Naomi look at Earth, and that guy goes back to the giant space monster.
Yeah.
The end.
The
and
end.
They lived happily ever after.
My last two notes are Seven and Naomi, sob, 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 where is Naomi in Picard?
Oh, that's a good question.
Should we do some segments?
Let's do some segments.
thought I was going to sneeze, but I didn't. so sorry.
I don't have a little.
Oh, I can do it. Ready?
Wigs.
There we go.
Wigs.
Wigs.
There's an alien. He's got face stuff.
And like some nose plugs.
Yep.
Janeway's hair. We have to talk about Janeway's hair.
I didn't clock it.
Starts normal and ends up like...
Oh, no, I didn't notice.
The state of Texas.
I didn't notice that at all.
Everything's bigger in Texas. And by the end of this, like, this whole pre-fever dream, Janeway's hair is, like, out. Like, it is, like, flying high. It's thrilled to be there. It's, like, huge.
I didn't notice that. That's really
funny. Love the costuming telling a story. Looks over at rail of costumes for show. Tom's baby bangs. We have to talk about that.
Yeah, what is going on with Tom's hair here?
Who knows? Who can say? It is a baby bang.
Honestly, this isn't a Wigs comment, but I just really loved the scenes with Tom and Seven and Naomi, where I just was like, yeah, like these two are friends and they're part of this huge community of people that's coming together to raise Naomi Wildman, because she's like you shouldn't probably be growing up on this ship, but you are, so we're gonna do our best. And I just think it's nice.
That's
also
nice.
Seven and Tom both had like bad childhoods in different ways, so like I don't know. I have a lot of feelings about like how many people on Voyager just like
have daddy issues.
Didn't have good childhoods, and then like everybody's just kind of coming together to raise Naomi Wildman, and it's nice.
And do I you like have it. Daddy issues?
Yes.
Wow.
Probably. Who doesn't? I mean,
probably not me. I have a very good relationship with my father.
And that's lovely.
We're pals.
Yeah. That's good. That's great.
Anyway, what was the... I've cleared both my hands.
Stay out of the nebula.
Nebula. What was the nebula in this episode?
The toothy space cave.
Moby Dick.
Yeah, Moby Dick.
We should definitely have something for this, like, what's a Mobius strip? What's a space thing that we can replace and then put Dick at the end? Nebula Dick. We'll get it. Give us a minute, Meredith.
No.
M-class Moby Dick.
Sure.
Wormhole Dick.
Moby Wormhole.
Captain Janeway Ahab.
What would you rate this episode, Sam?
I would rate this episode actually genuinely very high. I thought this was like, should I give this? I don't think I should give it a 10 out of 10. Maybe I do give it a 10 out of 10. Honestly, nothing bad happens in it. A 10 out of 10. Janeway's hair getting gradually higher.
I'm going to give it 5 out of 5 Hungry Space Caves. Ooh, I think it's a great episode.
Weirdly enough, loved this episode.
Yeah, I barely remembered it. But as I was watching it, I just kept being like, this episode is great. This is a really good episode. Why don't I remember it? It's great. 10 out of 10. 5 out of 5. Would recommend.
But I feel like this isn't the one that you would be like, oh yeah, if you're going to watch Voyager, start with this one.
No, it probably isn't. But it is a very good episode.
I think it's like deep lore Voyager. Yeah. Like if you're truly in the trenches.
It's a lovely exploration of the way that Naomi
and Seven. The complex nature of the Voyager crew.
Yeah, I really like the relationship between Naomi and Seven. And I feel like I sometimes object on a personal level to like, the way that TV shows and Star Trek is quite guilty of this, just like love to give female characters a child to look after. But I really like the relationship between Seven and Naomi, and I think it makes sense. It's developed well, and it's nice because they do have this in common. They don't feel like they're from Earth,
yeah.
So they don't have the same relationship to getting home that everyone else does. And I just think that's a really lovely thing to explore through that relationship. And also, just like Naomi Wildman, the actor is like really good, like a really, really good child actor who's not annoying to watch. And so it's just like, it's nice. I like it. I like it. Why am I telling you this? I lost my train of thought.
Because you want her to be in Picard season 3, but she's apparently not.
I assume not. I still haven't actually watched the final season 3 trailer because it came out on Threshold Day and I was just immersed in Voyager lizard baby memes.
Oh, okay. I really had to be like, Threshold Day? You had thrush all day?
No. I posted on Watastava for Threshold Day.
Yeah.
I reminded people of our episode about Threshold, which I don't remember at all, and I suspect is probably grumpier than it needs to be, because I feel like I really didn't enjoy Threshold, and now I've sort of come around to seeing the camp of it.
Yeah.
We should redo the Threshold episode for next year's Threshold Day.
Oh!
It can also be our anniversary, because our anniversary is the 24th of January, and Threshold Day is the 29th of January.
Wow. I'll say it. We really planned this podcast down to a T, didn't we?
We sure did.
We are so calm, cool, and collected.
Here's to another 4 years, Sam, except it won't be because we're going to run out of Voyager.
No, we'll still be going for some reason. We will keep plodding through.
We're definitely going to continue doing a podcast. I'm not letting you get out of that.
Oh, really? This is our last hurrah, you know?
We'll never speak to each other again.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, anything you'd like to plug before the end of the... Is there a Soy Y2K coming out?
At some point. My other podcast is on hiatus at the moment, but you can catch up on our old episodes. It is So Y2K. So Y2K podcast on Twitter and Instagram. We're not really active on Twitter, but anyway.
Why do socials for a podcast, though, you know?
You can follow my Star Trek meme-ish account. It's not really memes. You can follow my screen cap thing that I do on Instagram and Tumblr at Directed by Jonathan Frakes. And you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at WTASTV.
Watastava.
Sam, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Thank God, I've gone so long without speaking. I'm just like... Oh, I swallowed some saliva. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Like, it's just... It went down right onto my lungs. Hello. My name is Sam Hickman, and I do have a show at Wales Millennium Center on the 11th of February called the Sam Hickman Variety Hour. It is at Wales Millennium Center's newly renovated cabaret space. Tickets are £7. It starts at 8:30. Doors are at 8. Do not be late. And I hope you all find your purpose. I hope you all had a good Christmas and New Year. And I hope to see you all at the show on the Elevsies of Febsies at WMC. My name has been Sam Hickman. I'm planning on changing it, you know. Something a little bit more exciting.
And I've been Kat Deerfield.
And this was...
Women
Talking. The Oscar-nominated film. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Meredith.
Women talking about Star Trek Voyager is fine. But Women Talking has been nominated for...
I saw that.
Which is us. That's us.
We're Women Talking.
I mean, that's all it says on the Instagram. So... We'd like to thank the Academy.
It's not all it says on Instagram. I just divided it up between Anyway, all right.
Thank you to the Academy.
Goodbye, Meredith.
We look forward to the ceremony
in
March.
I'm gonna leave now.
Goodbye,
I'm leaving
everyone.
Your house.
Goodbye.
They say in space no one can hear you scream. The Starfleet's one hell of a place. But now we've come to the end of our show. Did you survive or will you die in disgrace?